You ain't right. You cooked this up with my father, didn't you? Had me drugged and put aboard.
Me have you put aboard? I'd rather travel with a cargo of bitch cobras. Well, Carter, how do you explain this development in your scheme of things?
I can't, Wainwright. But I think perhaps you can. Just whose side are you really on?
The Meisterspringer, a thriller in six parts by Barclay Mather, starring Christopher Good as Charles Wainwright and Melinda Walker as Elena. Episode 5, Promise of Spring.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Metold.
Please don't apologize, Mr. Carter. I knew it couldn't last long.
What couldn't last long?
The one bit of privacy I've been able to find outside my cabin.
We're prisoners, Miss Metold. I'm afraid we must expect to be watched.
Yes. The captain takes his duties very seriously. Whenever I try to sunbathe, I see him studying me very closely indeed through binoculars from the bridge.
Do you indeed? So that's why it's shirt and shorts and diesel fumes down at the stern. Hardly the perfect Mediterranean cruise.
But still privacy, up till now.
I'm sorry. I'll go.
Oh, forgive me, that was rude. I haven't a lien on the sun. And I don't want you to go. Do sit down if you can stand the fumes.
Thank you. Actually, I was trying to keep out of Wainwright's way.
Getting in your hair, is he?
He's never out of it. I still don't really understand his motivation.
You can count me in on that. Whatever it is, I can't stand the man.
Half the time he seems so unsubtle, naive almost. After Calais, I thought he was working for you and your father. That it was your father who'd double-crossed him. And then when you turned up on board, I realized that it must be the other way round.
I'll survive. And as for my blasted father, he's the prime cause of this unholy mess. I wonder if you know the whole story of what lies behind it all.
I wish I did.
Well, I'll tell you for what it's worth. A father, dear, in spite of a promise to me to keep clear of this sordid business, was contracted by the Russian embassy to spring you from Wormwood Scrubs.
Yes. That's what I was told originally.
He took a thumping advance on the job, and then he was blackmailed by Wainwright into springing you a day earlier.
Who is Wainwright working for?
Your guess is as good as mine. He told my father that he was a British agent.
You say blackmailed? What was Wainwright told?
I don't know. Something personal. He wouldn't tell me.
And why would the British want to spring me from one of their own prisons?
Why, indeed? The whole thing's absurd. I think he's no more a British agent than you are.
I guessed that some time ago. But I didn't know who he was working for. It begins to look like the Chinese. I've just been hoping.
Hoping what?
Hoping against hope that he might have been telling the truth. That he might be delivering me back to Russia. But I knew in my own heart that I hadn't a chance. Sorry, I've no right to burden you with my woes.
Now listen to me, Mr. Carter. James, isn't it?
James, yes. Sergei once, but that's a long time ago.
I'll settle for James. I don't give a damn for your nationality. I loathe your politics. And as for your profession, well, it makes my flesh creep. Is that quite clear?
Yes.
Good. I realize that you've been played a dirty trick, and that my father is largely responsible. He's taken money from both the Russians and the Chinese to get you out of prison, and now he's dumped you onto this ship with Mr. Judas Iscariot Wainwright. And what's more, he's dumped me, his own daughter, onto the bloody ship too. All right, that puts me on your side. If there's any way I can help, I most certainly will.
You mean you're prepared to help me?
I must admit that at this point I can't see much hope, but... Yes, I am.
But there is hope, there is. If you're really willing to help.
I've just told you I am.
Then listen. Tomorrow we arrive at Port Said. All I need is for a note to be delivered to the Soviet consulate there, telling them I'm a prisoner on board.
Yes. I see. Oh, but wait a minute. Suppose, just suppose, that Wainwright is telling the truth and you're booked all the way to Vladivostok. Why couldn't you be cutting your own throat?
No. If it is the truth, the Russians will know already that I'm on board and they'll take no action. On the other hand, if they didn't know I was on board and they find I'm being kidnapped to China, they'll have me taken off.
How?
They'll find a way. Have you ever been through the Suez Canal?
No, I haven't.
Right. Then let me explain. Port Said is at the Mediterranean end, and Suez at the other, southern end, with 101 miles in between. It normally takes 12 hours to get through. That would be more than enough time for them to act.
But how?
Miss Metal, Elena, please believe me, I know how they work. A bribe to the right quarter and there'd be a canal police party put aboard somewhere. A quick search and I'd be whisked ashore, very quietly and discreetly. And I'd be on my way by car to the Russian embassy in Cairo within the hour. Have no doubts about that. And if you wish to come too, and then be returned to London in your own time, that would be arranged. I know. And I have the authority to promise that.
All right. But the problem will be to get the note to the consulate. It'll have to be tomorrow. I rather gather we're all to be locked up down below before entering Port Said Harbour.
One of the crew. £50 if he'll hand it to a policeman. And 100 when we get to the other end of the canal and have proof that the letter has in fact been delivered. Unfortunately, I haven't any money.
I could provide the money, but nobody's going to be allowed ashore. I asked Captain Kyer if somebody could do some shopping for me, and he said no. We'd only be stopping for a few formalities in midstream and then going straight on through.
All right. Look, the formalities never take less than an hour. Canal dues to be paid and all that sort of thing. And they always put a couple of policemen aboard on gangway duty. See? The thing to watch is that we pick the right crew member.
The steward. The young Filipino boy. I've been teaching him a bit of English, and he seems grateful.
Well, there you are. Elena, will you really do that for me? I don't know how to thank you.
Don't try. It's much too soon to start cheering. And there's something I must make abundantly clear to you, James. I despise you for what you've done, and I'm helping you purely because what my father and Wainwright have done is just as bad, possibly worse. You, perhaps, were motivated by patriotism. They're just in it for the money, and that disgusts me.
If I told you that the whole damn business disgusts me also, would you consider me a hypocrite?
I don't know. I really don't know. Anyhow, I'm not your judge. Now then, let's get back to facts. The note.
I'll write it. In Russian. But I give you my word that I'll show you a true translation in English. I shall not in any way incriminate your father. Or, indeed, Wainwright.
I don't need a translation. I can read and write Russian.
Mr. Carter! Oh, so, what have we got here, eh? You find yourselves a nice little love letter.
Shut your mouth, Kyer, unless you want a smack in the teeth.
Captain Kyer, on my own ship, if you please, Mr. Carter. Miss Mitchell, Mr. Carter, how about a little drink up on the bridge deck? We will be seeing the lights of Alexandria before long. And then it's only two jumps and a skip before we'll be picking up the Port Said pilot.
Kind of you, but I must go and change.
I'm sorry about that, Mr. Carter. I don't mean any harm, just try to make a little joke. Glad to see the ice beginning to break up a bit between you three, huh? Okay, I see you at drink time.
Fräulein Methold, Herr Carter, will you come with me down below? Schnell bitte. Hurry, please. The pilot cutter is coming out to us, and the captain wants you out of sight.
Where's Mr. Wainwright?
Oh, he's down there already. He gave us a little bit of trouble. We don't want any more.
None from me.
Good. Wait, what have you got there?
My bag, if you must know. If we're to be stuck in some filthy hole overnight, I'll want a few bits and pieces, won't I? Or is that infringing your regulations? Oh, this is awful.
You can thank your father for it.
Can she? Her father? Or you, Wainwright?
Oh, not that again.
That again. It's true, isn't it?
Think what you like. We're stuck here for God knows how long, either way.
Yes, we are. Unless...
Unless what?
Oh, nothing. I was going to say unless someone finds us here first. That's not very likely, is it?
Gentlemen, welcome back into the lovely sunshine again. Very nice, eh? I hope it was not too uncomfortable for you down there. We did it in quick time this trip. Only 12 hours. Very lucky. Now, you want baths and a good breakfast, I bet.
Exactly. Now, if you will let me pass.
Of course.
Thank you, Captain Kaya.
She's not too happy, eh, Mr. Carter?
No.
I don't suppose she is.
Well, I mustn't keep you. Oh, Mr. Wainwright, one moment, if you please.
Yes, what is it?
This letter. Maybe you ought to see it. You read Russian, Cyrillic alphabet?
No.
Right, then I read it to you. It's addressed in English to the Soviet consulate in Port Said. Inside, in Russian, it says, James Carter, XX752/9, held prisoner on MV Skagerrak, destination unknown, believed to be China. The Meister Springer's daughter and one Charles Wainwright on board also. Request appropriate action. Signed, Sergei.
How did you get hold of it?
From the Filipino steward. Apparently, Miss Methold gave it to him with £50 and a promise of a further 100 if he gave it to the cop on gangway duty. The steward knows what's good for him and brought it to me. Jesus, if that had got through, I could have been in plenty grief, mister.
Interesting. Thank you very much, Captain.
Okay, Mr. Wainwright.
I don't think we'll mention this to either of them, if that's all the same to you.
Good. No. Just let them think it's gone on its way. What they don't know won't hurt them.
Exactly. Now, I'd like to make a radio call.
Sorry, Mr. Wainwright, but my instructions on that are very clear. No calls. Complete radio silence until I get a call the other way, giving me the instructions that I've got to pass on to you. If I don't carry out those instructions, then all sorts of things happen to me. Oh, nasty things, Mr. Wainwright. Like I don't get paid.
But that's absurd. You're supposed to be under my orders.
On my own ship on the high seas, mister, I am under nobody's orders but Oli Kair.
All right, then, instructions. Who gave you instructions that I wasn't to use the radio?
If you don't know that, it's not my place to tell you. But it was the same guy who's paying me, and that makes him a very important guy in my logbook. I've worked for him before, and my money has been right there on the nail each time. Good? So, I do as I am told.
Very well, then I won't argue, but I would like to know what your general instructions have been for the trip. It will clarify things between us.
Oh, of course, I don't mind telling you that. Quite simple. I was told that two people were to be put aboard at Le Havre. You were one of them. The last moment, that was changed to three people. I was to carry them east until I received firm directions about where I was to land them. I was to pass those directions on to you, like I just said. You were in charge of the prison passengers, but I am, was, and always will be, in overall command of the ship. Okay? You go and get your nice breakfast now.
Bloody hell.
More coffee, anybody?
Not for me, thanks. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to catch up on the sleep I missed in the black hole.
James, I'm afraid...
Just a minute. Okay, he's gone. Right. What news?
It's bad. The letter wasn't delivered.
Oh, God. How'd you know?
I saw Pinder, the steward. Kaya's got the letter.
Well, that seems to have blown my last chance.
It was in Russian. Perhaps he couldn't read it.
I never met a Finn who couldn't speak Russian. He'll have read it all right. So now he knows that you and I are in cahoots, and we're back to square one. Elena, tell me, your honest opinion. What is Wainwright? Who's he working for?
Oh, I'm damned if I know. My father told me he was a British agent. He may actually be a mercenary.
I knew for certain. If he is a mercenary, I might still be able to raise the ante on your father and buy him off. I actually started to sound him out along those lines before we left Calais, but we kept being interrupted. I had the distinct impression that he was interested.
Suppose you're right. What could he actually do? Now that we're through the canal...
He could arrange for me to be dropped off at an intervening port before we meet up with the Chinese. Aden, the Seychelles, Colombo. Anywhere there's a Russian consulate.
What about the captain?
Somehow I don't think the gallant captain would be too difficult if the price was right.
I'm not so sure. In the end, he would have to account not just to my father, but to whoever's paying for the trip. Would your government outbid them?
I could explain it in a dozen ways.
Look, if you think that's a possibility, why bother with Wainwright at all? Why not deal direct with Kaya? At least sound him out.
It might come to that. But I think we'll find it easier and cheaper if we get Wainwright on our side first. Otherwise, Kai would have to deal with him.
Okay, you continue to work on Wainwright, but if it proves to be a non-starter, let me have a go at Kaya.
He's a dangerous man. I don't think you realize...
I know what he is. He's worked for my father in the past. Let's just say there are one or two things I might be able to dig up. Come on, we haven't much time left.
I'll go and see Wainwright now.
Come in.
Wainwright, I've got to talk to you.
Not again, Carter. It's no use trying to make a crystal ball out of me. I don't know any more than you do.
Don't you?
We've just got to wait until this skipper receives orders and condescends to tell us what's cooking. Now, will you either get into your bunk or go and take a good healthy jog round the deck? I'm trying to get some sleep.
All right. I'll stop fencing. Time for the truth. I mean, really the truth. I know you're a British agent.
So that's why you attempted to bribe me with 50,000. Pull the other one, Carter.
You know damned well I was trying you out. I wasn't certain then, I am now.
Good, so you're certain I'm genuine, true to label. I'm gratified. Now will you kindly either shut up or push off?
Not only am I certain of your identity, but I know that you are the fall guy in all this. Even more than I. Wainwright, will you listen to me?
No, you know something, Carter. You're a bore.
Maybe. But you'd better listen to me. Unless you want to be handed over to the Chinese as well.
That's ingenious. When did you think that one up?
Your controller is the gaffer, isn't he?
The who? Sorry, I haven't the slightest idea what you're talking about.
Not good enough. You reacted, I could see. Do you want more? All right. George Henry Gaffney, the gaffer. Doyen of all the cloak and daggerers. You know who I'm talking about, and so do the Russians. They've known his identity for years. The Chinese know of him, just a little, enough to make them uneasy. And they desperately want to know more. They've knocked off an agent of yours from time to time and put the squeeze on them, but they failed to get anything important, largely because the agents have been low-category people who haven't been able to tell them much. Now, do you want me to go on?
Yes, go on. I'm listening.
I know for certain that the Meisterspringer took a double fee for my carcass. One from the Russians, one from the gaffer. Half in advance in each case.
It wouldn't surprise me in the least. So what then?
Naturally, he was loath to refund the advance to either party. But the gaffer had the greater hold on him. So he stood my people up and sprung me a day early, resulting in a complete box-up, as we both know. I was supposed to be taken to a safe house in Le Havre, wasn't I? Not Calais. Well, wasn't I?
I'll listen to your spiel, Carter, but I'm not going to answer any questions. Go on.
Wainwright, listen to this. Listen very carefully. Both the Russians and the Chinese want me, right?
Of course.
And you think your people are planning a double-cross in taking me to China?
That's what you keep saying.
Listen, damn you. The British were only pretending to hand me over to the Chinese. Actually, they want me back in Russia.
You really expect me to believe that?
It's true.
Why, for God's sake?
Oh, come on now. Surely you can work that one out for yourself.
You're trying to tell me that you've been turned round once again and that you were going to double back to us from the Russians. Is that it?
That's it, exactly.
Well, now I've heard the lot. If the lie is outrageous enough, it has a chance of being believed. No good, Carter. You've pushed it too far.
Nevertheless, that's the truth. The gaffer's plan was that I was to be taken to a so-called safe house in Le Havre, ostensibly to be put on this ship for China. But the Russians were to be alerted well in advance, and I was to be hijacked from there and smuggled aboard a Polish trawler going the other way, QED.
And while all this was going on, I was to be kept in the dark, was I?
That's the way the gaffer works, isn't it? Left hand not knowing what the right is doing. Tell as little as is absolutely necessary, and then at the last possible moment. That way the thing has more chance of looking genuine. And this had to look genuine. The Russians had to believe I was booked for China and that the last thing the British wanted was for me to be snatched to Moscow.
Well, ingenious. Very ingenious. The gaffer plays things close to the chest, all right, but not that close. He would have had to tell me.
Of course, at the last moment. But you weren't in touch, were you? Communications had broken down. Your man on the ground, Charlton, was as much in the dark as you.
They hadn't completely broken down. I did receive instructions at the last moment.
Yes, but via the Meisterspringer, wasn't it? Did you speak to the gaffer himself on the telephone? Did you get the instructions in writing? Code or en clair?
Mind your own business.
I'll bet my chances of survival against yours you didn't. So the Meisterspringer has won, hands down. He keeps the money the Russians have paid him. He has obeyed the gaffer's orders, and the fact that everything went haywire at the end will be put down to you and that drunken oaf Charlton. The Chinese get me, and, as a bonus, you. So he'll probably pick up a tidy little pourboire for that also. And he's still completely in the clear. Lucky old Meisterspringer.
All right, Carter, that's enough. I know what you're trying to do. Well, you won't succeed. I have my orders.
Which are?
You know damn well what they are. I've got to hand you over to the Chinese, and I'll do just that as soon as Kaya receives instructions about the rendezvous. Those are my orders, Carter. Nothing's changed. I don't know what you and that woman have cooked up between you.
Why not ask her? She'll confirm everything I've said. She's been bowled a curve by a fond papa, and she's hopping mad.
She's probably as big a liar as you are.
Probably, but you'll never know until it's too late, will you? Unless you get through to the gaffer. Tell him where we are and ask for further orders. Orders that will transcend any that Kaya is working under now.
You actually want me to speak to the gaffer?
Yes, I do. Tell him that if he'll cancel the order to Kaya to hand me over to the Chinese, I'll give him the one thing your interrogators didn't get out of me after my arrest. The one thing that he'd give his eye teeth to know.
And what's that?
The name of the KGB's chief mole in Whitehall.
Oh, for heaven's sake!
Didn't you know? I bet you did. A top civil servant, seemingly as British as Yorkshire pudding and kippers. The only question is, which one?
Are you serious?
A much bigger fish than I. Compared with him, I'm only a tiddler. Just try the gaffer with that, Wainwright. It's an offer he couldn't refuse.
Even if I believed you, it's no good, I'm afraid. Oh, I'd like to contact the gaffer myself, but Kaya won't play. He says he's under strict orders to maintain radio silence.
Well, we'll just have to get into the radio cabin ourselves, then.
Crazy. But if I did agree, I wouldn't want you breathing down my neck while I was encoding a message.
You don't trust me?
Like I'd trust a Bengal tiger with a spring lamb.
Hope for you yet. I was beginning to have doubts about your professional prowess.
Patronizing bastard. I'll probably need your help with the radio cabin door, though. He always keeps it locked.
The light's out in Kaya's cabin.
So it should be. Did you see what he put away at dinner?
About 6 bottles of Swedish beer and a pint or so of akavit. Would just about have killed me. Come on. Got your bits and pieces?
Yes. Fortunately, one of the engineers left a pair of pliers on the deck. I got some wire off a broken bit of rail. Right. Here we are. Keep your eyes skinned. The second mate's on watch, and he sometimes leaves the bridge and takes a turn round the deck. Of course. The thing had to be a blasted mortise. Damn, missed. Try again. Right. In. Wish I could risk a light. Now.
Shh. Someone coming. Okay.
Try again. In. Twist. Twist. Got it. In you go, Wainwright. Quick. I'll stay on watch here.
Line drawn over the porthole. Lord. Now, where's the light switch? Ah, here we are.
Naughty, Mr. Wainwright. Breaking in like that. I was wondering what the scratching at the door was. Mice, I thought. I always sleep in the radio shack. Inward calls come in after midnight. Didn't you know that, Mr. Wainwright?
Christopher Good as Charles Wainwright and Melinda Walker as Elena in The Meisterspringer, a thriller in 6 episodes by Barclay Mather. Carter was played by Graham Blocky, Captain Kaya by Henry Stamper, and the First Mate by Jonathan Owen. The Meisterspringer was produced by Graham Gold and directed by Caroline Raphael.